So, anyone else who hasn't spoken yet?
William Fitzpatrick.
Okay, I hear William. Anybody else?
Benito, when everybody else has spoken.
Okay.
Nancy.
Nancy, anyone else?
Point of information, George.
Yeah, what is it?
So does this motion specifically restrict the in-person meetings to New York, LA, and Berkeley?
No. It just changes the sequence.
You said.
The proposed
got it.
The Los Angeles, New York, Berkeley, Houston, Washington, D.C., and then back to Los Angeles.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, William, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Serene's idea. I've been at most PNB meetings over the last, 8 or 9 years, and I appreciate it when I don't have to fly to California twice in a row. I pay for it. I've never been a director. I don't know if I will be anytime soon, but I go to meetings. So this makes perfect sense to me.
Okay, Nancy?
Oh, I think Lawrence's question answered mine. I just want to make sure. No station will be taken out of the loop. It will just be taking turns, like the two California stations, one of them, and then we go to the East Coast, one of those two stations, and then Houston, and then the next time it will be the different California station, and then the next time the different East Coast, right? So we are still going to different stations. Nobody will be excluded. It's just that we won't be doing both in the city. I think that's what you answered, Lawrence, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay, so now that I understand what we're doing, I like leaving it the way that it is right now in the bylaws, and the reason is because sometimes we have to make accommodations for everything from weather to, to everything from weather to particular things that we have to look at. New York, for example, might make sense because of whatever space they might be moving to, et cetera. Berkeley might make sense because of some of the property there and various things that we need to look at in our current situation. Houston might not make sense in one particular time of the year because of the hurricanes. It's like there's all kinds of issues that come up depending on when we schedule a meeting. So I would not want to lock us in beyond what the bylaws already specify. It's just that there'll be a rotation, so we wouldn't visit a station twice in a row. And we can make the judgment, and certainly every time we have a PMB meeting, there can be a case made if necessary, just as was made right now, to adjust the schedule. But I don't think it should be a matter of policy for those reasons.
Anybody else want to speak to this who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, hearing no one. Benito, you're next.
Yeah, so number one, what Lydia just said makes absolute sense to me, and I think that whatever we do, no matter what the issue is, we should always be looking to give ourselves, as much flexibility as possible. But I'm so that's point one. Point two, let me put it this way. If we were to vote in favor of Serene's motion, and if, to take myself as an example, if I were to be on the LSV next year, which I can't be because I'm terming out, but if that were not the case and I was on the LSV again, and if I was on the PMB again, then that would mean that I would have gone And the next meeting, next in-person PMB meeting, if that will be in New York, that means I will have gone to two PMB meetings in New York before I ever went to Berkeley. Somehow that doesn't make any kind of sense to me. I think that we need to rotate the way it's called for in general. But again, like Lydia said, give ourselves the flexibility that if something comes up, we need, it makes more sense to do something else. We'll deal with that when the time comes up. But in the meantime, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Serene.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Serene, please.
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't spoken? Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so there actually is a policy. So the idea that we don't need a policy, I don't understand that. There actually is a policy. There's a bylaw requirement that says you can't go to any station twice before you've been to every other station. That's all the bylaws say about that. The policy, whether it was written or simply what we've practiced for the past, at least the past 5 years, because the history that I sent goes back to January of 2010, and, you know, it was probably the same rotation prior to that. There actually is the practice that says, oh, well, we've been doing it in this order, and that's the order they've been doing it, except, as I said, so once when a hurricane sort of threw things off. If there are special reasons why the order should not be followed, then that can be presented to the board. Us voting this policy into place doesn't change that. If there's a special reason to go to a particular station at a particular time or to avoid a particular station at a particular time, then that can be discussed by the board when we're discussing the meeting. But what this does, and frankly what I think is more important than whether any given director has seen a particular station, is whether or not the listeners will get access to the PNB, sitting in the room with people when they're making decisions and having input during public comment, which was done extremely well, I thought, in June in L.A., makes all the difference in the world. I've been on the other side of the table, not as a PNB member. I spend most of my time in Pacifica on the other side of the table as one of those listeners who want to see who's making decisions about my network. And that trumps whether or not, as I said, any given director has been able to get to any given station. Consultants can travel on their own. You're welcome at any station, any time. But by inserting the rule about alternating coasts, it guarantees that East Coast listeners will not have to wait 2 years or more before they see the PNB, and that West Coast listeners don't have the advantage of having two years, because we're doing it annually, basically, 2 years worth of PNB meeting in their backyard when those of us on the other side of the country don't get to see the PNB. So,
Lawrence, point of information?
Okay, I'll get to you, Lawrence. Get finished reading.
So, this doesn't affect the bylaws. It simply puts in writing an understanding that listener access to the PNB is important. Or member access, I should say, because it's both listeners and staff that show up at these meetings. Okay, thanks.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to this issue?
Yes,
you
got
a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the question I have, I could completely feel what Serene is saying in regards to being on the other side, because I've been on the other side many times, and as you know, George, and other PNB directors know, that I often have been to PNB meetings. So the question I have is, what is the rotation right now, and what is being proposed?
Okay, well, I can answer that. The rotation right now, and it's been that way since 2010, is L.A.
At least 2010.
Okay. L.A., Berkeley, New York, Houston, D.C. L.A., Berkeley, New York, Houston, D.C. And the new rotation would be L.A., New York, Berkeley, Houston, D.C. Essentially, just flipping New York and Berkeley.
Okay, thank you.
So you're doing West Coast, East Coast, you know?
And put it up to the stack.
Okay. Kevin, you go.
So for the very thing, the same argument that Serene just used, we want to make sure that the folks in every single station get to be able to see who these clowns are that populate the PMV. Well, then the people in Berkeley should have the same right as everyone else. And again, I keep on saying, if we vote in favor of Serene's motion, then folks would have, in New York, would have, would have had a meeting in their area twice before the folks in Berkeley do. And in the meantime, let me see, that was 13 in New York. So in 13, there was a meeting in New York. And then now we would have one, theoretically, in 16 in New York. And it wouldn't be until 17 that you would have one in Berkeley. When was the last time that there was one in Berkeley? I don't know what the last time was. The bottom line is that if we're supposed to be fair, then the people in each station, it's not just about regions, it's the people in each station should be able to put their concerns before the PMB and blah, blah, blah. Seems to me that this is jeopardizing, the folks in Berkeley, and giving special attention to the folks in New York.
Anyone else wish to speak to this?
Yeah, Jose Luis here. Jose Luis.
Okay, Jose.
The proposal makes sense to me, and at least in my opinion, it's not jeopardizing anyone here in Berkeley, so I myself don't mind the switch as it makes sense. I'm not sure what the logic was before to have Berkeley right after Los Angeles. If there was a cost-saving rationale behind it, perhaps it would change my mind, but otherwise I think it's a rational decision by Serene, that Serene's proposing. Bye.
If anyone else wish to speak to this?
Nancy.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask Benito not to talk fast, but slowly, because when you talk fast, the words get glued together. Understand Benito's example. I mean, if it's L.A., New York, Berkeley, Houston, D.C., that pattern, I don't see New York getting twice before I don't see an unfair distribution. I just see I don't understand what Benito's saying. And then the other point is Lydia was saying we want more flexibility, like if it's hurricane weather and it's Houston's turn is next, why can't we just put in there, have that flexibility still kept in case it falls to September and here's Houston's turn and it's we'll skip it and then get in the winter in Houston when it's cooler. And I think we can still combine flexibility with this. I think it's a good rational proposal. And I don't understand Benito seeing where one station would have more advantage over the other. I just don't see that. That's all.
Can I respond?
And Serene could have said after the last time, because I think we were really over-talking this.
And then Serene, yes.
Should I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm sorry if I was speaking too quickly before. Nancy, what I was trying to say is, to use myself as an example, the first DMV meeting that I went to was in New York. After that, I went to Houston. Then we had the meeting in D.C. And then now, this year, we had the meeting in L.A. The next station, according to that schedule, would be Berkeley. If we were to vote in favor of Serene's motion, then instead of having the next meeting in Berkeley, we would have it in New York. So the PMB would have had two in-person meetings in New York before it ever got to a meeting in Berkeley. And I'm not sure what the bylaws say, but I think I heard that wasn't even part of my rationale, but I see it as jeopardizing or discriminating against the folks in L.A., Lydia brought up a separate argument that I wasn't aware of that Lydia can clarify, but I think I heard her say that the present policy calls for not having a meeting twice in the station before you've gone to all the other stations. So if that's the case, this motion would violate that policy.
Serene?
Okay, thanks. So this is going to be my last on this because I just don't think we can spend that much time talking about it. It's not that deep. At the time that we put this particular rotation in place, at the time that we said, there was a particular reason why they said you've got to get to each station area, because at one point we had a national board that actually held meetings away from local station areas because they didn't want to hear what the people had to say. So there's a reason why the language is in the bylaws. But it was also a time when meetings were being held four times a year. That is no longer a reality. And I don't know. I don't remember if this bylaw amendment passed or if it's part of the new cycle, the current cycle. But we actually talked about reducing the number of mandated in-person meetings and allowing a range up to, or 1 to 4 or something. I don't remember the exact language. I'm not in front of the computer. But I don't understand and I want to say this respectfully. The reason for the change happening now is because we've just completed one California meeting and we're going to another California meeting unless we make the change. It's not about which California city or, frankly, which East Coast city comes next. The reason I'm suggesting the switch between Berkeley and New York is because that is the least intrusive, if you will, to the schedule we've been using. And because if you're looking at L.A., Berkeley, and New York, the way to not do two California stations in a row is to move the East Coast station up in place of the second California station. I don't necessarily want the PMB in New York. I don't want them not in New York. the individual stations that are being affected are not the issue. It happens that New York, I'm sorry, I'll wrap up. It happens that New York comes after Berkeley on the old rotation. That's the only reason. It's not as though I'm somehow, I don't know what to do with that suggestion that it's somehow trying to favor New Yorkers over anybody else. That has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
I heard Lydia first, and then Jose Luis.
I just want to say that this issue, because the bylaws define the coordinating committee as being the committee that deals with these kinds of issues having to do with our meeting, that's where this motion would belong, and not necessarily in governance. That's the charge, the express charge in the bylaws of the coordinating committee. So if anything, the only appropriate place that this motion would belong would be a referral to coordinating, or we can just not vote for it, whatever the chair determines. But anyway, it doesn't belong in this committee, in my opinion. Could have been a point of order. Okay.
You want to move to refer it to the
committee? If we vote up and down, I'm just saying that that's where this motion belongs, if anywhere. But personally, I don't want to have this discussion again. I will be voting against this motion if we vote it now. Thank you.
I have a question for Serene. I guess Benito points something out, which is the case, which is that we will... New York will be, because of the sequence that's already happened, New York will have two meetings before Berkeley gets one. Now, is that a technical violation of the bylaws? Before we come back to Berkeley, basically.
Yeah. What would, George, I'm on the stack, so.
This is a point of information for me. I was responding to Lydia's essentially point of order. That this was inappropriate to handle it here. And it seems to me there is a bylaws question involved, and there seems to be a governance issue involved, and I would like
Did Lydia make it as a point of order or as an observation?
She made it as an observation. She said it was. She thought it was should probably be a point of order. I am, in any case, curious, and as a member of the committee, I'm using my prerogative to ask a question as to whether or not this is actually a bylaws violation, given the way the bylaws are worded, and I'll try to bring them up to find out. Sure, but what is your take on that, Serene?
No, but Jose Luis Fuentes to the stack.
Jose Luis should be allowed to make his point because it's not a point of order. It was an observation, and he asked for the floor, and he should be given the floor before we go further.
Serena, I was just asking a question. Do you want to respond to it or not?
I'll respond to it after Jose Luis asked for the floor. Why are you suddenly...
Because I had a point of information and they take precedence. Jose Luis, go ahead.
So, I'm looking at the Pacifica bylaws, and there's the original, and then there's an amended as of July 20th, 2015, for the meetings of the Board of Directors, time and place of meetings. So we've amended the bylaws already on July 20th, correct?
But not that portion. It was my amendment.
Would you read out that portion that refers to this question about the...
Okay, so if the bylaws have been amended, there's I'll read it, but if the bylaws have been amended, we're starting from scratch and we're making these decisions now. Forget what we've done in the past, and we can continue doing what we've done in the past if that's what we want, but we can start fresh with meetings since we're dealing with a new amendment. And what it says is that... the 1-4 in-person regular board meetings shall rotate through the 5 foundation radio station areas so that meetings do not take place twice in the same radio station area until a meeting has been held in all other station areas.
Okay.
So given that as of July 20th, 2015, we amended these bylaws and we haven't had any meetings of the PMB in person yet. It is for us to, and particularly the governance committee, to decide the rotation. I don't believe this is a coordinating committee decision because the coordinating committee, at least from the bylaws, what this says about them is that a coordinating committee which shall coordinate board activities between meetings, which they're coordinating activities between meetings. They're not setting when the meetings are. They're doing the in-between stuff. So it's just left up to the governance committee to set point A, B, and the coordinating committee figure out what happens in between them.
Okay, just a minute. The stack is William. I think Serene wanted to speak Jose Luis, but William was already on the stack. Then I heard Lydia, and who else? There was someone else after that. Who was after that?
Benito.
Okay. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to point out what Jose Luis just said, that the coordinating committee does between meetings. It's not involved with setting up the schedule officially according to the bylaws. Even if in prior years some coordinating committees have done that, it's not in the bylaws. And I just think this is a common sense idea, and I'm sorry we're spending so much time on it and people can't just say, hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. Thanks.
Doreen. Doreen? Hello, is anybody there? Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, is Doreen there?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
You have the floor.
Okay. So, I don't have the bylaws in front of me. I know the coordinating committee is tasked with coordinating in-person meetings in terms of the timing, the hotel, arrangements, all that sort of thing, working with the host station. And on handling certain operations in between meetings, I don't know that a decision of this level necessarily. Again, you know, I'm not in front of a computer, but I just think that the points have been made, the criticisms have been made, and it's finished the staff. Of course, I'm not trying to prevent anyone from speaking, but we just need to move on. It's either up or down. It's either, you know, we understand the issue is that we have fewer meetings now than we did at the time that we were doing four meetings a year. We were getting to every station within a year and a half. Now we're getting to one station a year, and there's no reason why two of those back-to-back meetings need to be on the same host because of the cost of travel cross-country versus north and south on the same coast. If we really want to have contact with the listeners, and more importantly, have them have contact with the national board, whoever is on the national board next year, because remember, nothing is permanent, then we voted up. If we think that there are other concerns, such as New York getting an advantage that is somehow more important, then we voted down. But by all means, let's not spend the night on it. I just, you know.
Lydia.
Yes, just to point out to also Luis, that section was not amended. The bylaws from the beginning of time have had that rotating language in there. There's no basis for starting at point zero. That's crazy. Anyway, so the only part that was amended was the first part of that, because it was been my amendment since 2011. I should know. So the rotation portion of that was not amended. We are not starting at point zero. Thank you very much.
Benito.
Well, maybe I just talked to what I was going to speak to. So the only thing I'm going to say again is that if some people are talking like this, this is a common sense kind of proposal, but all the argumentation in favor of it has not responded to the issue of having two meetings in New York before you had one in Berkeley, period. Whether it's within a year or within a century, point remains the same.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on this? And I want to speak to some to what I see as a bylaws problem with it, which Benito basically just pointed out. On the other hand, we've moved these things around, and that kind of change happens as soon as you interchange two of them, you have that problem. So I'm going to suggest that we just vote on this. We'll send it to the PNB, and they can decide what they want to do with it. Is there any objection to going to a vote now? Okay, so let me bring up the roll. Just kind of lost here. Just a moment. There it is. Okay. So, I'll read the whole roll in case someone's come on since we started. Laura Elias. So a yes is to support the change that Serene proposes. Chuck Anderson.
Pass.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Virginia Browning, Steve Brown, Mal Bernstein, Benito Diaz.
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
Yes.
William Hiragan.
Yes.
Joseph K. Pat Logan. Tony Norman. Tony, are you there?
Abstain. Yes. Abstain.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts? Nancy Sadara Naratomi?
Yes, I did not hear. Did Serene vote?
She
Serene
has not.
Votes yes. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with this.
Okay, I got you as a yes, Serene. Let's see.
Margie didn't.
Want to vote?
George Margie's vote.
Margie's not here anymore. She dropped off.
Oh, I see.
As she said she would earlier. Chuck, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll abstain. The vote is 7-3, yes. So we will forward this as a recommendation to the PNB, and I will do that this evening or tomorrow, sometime before the next meeting, certainly. Okay, the next item, and we have about 20 minutes, is...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the count?
It was 7-3.
Thank you.
And 3 abstained.
Okay, thank you.
The next motion is, I'll read it for the first time. So this is a special rule re public comment at in-person meetings. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 6, Section 7 state that with the exception of telephone meetings, all public meetings of the board and its committees shall include public comment periods. Public comment periods at board meetings shall be less than 1 hour, and at committee meetings not less than 1.5 hour. Be it resolved that in the case of multi-day in-person meetings, not less than 1 hour shall be interpreted to mean not less than 1 hour per day, with those who have not spoken being given priority over those who have spoken on previous days. Okay, Serene... Would you like to speak to it?
Sure. Basically, you know, we have these, well, there have been 4 days now for a while, these four-day meetings, and they begin on Friday and end on Monday. So some, you know, there's a lot of flexibility in terms of hours with people in Pacifica. But the bulk of the people tend to come on the Saturday and Sunday. And while a four-day meeting is still the same meeting rather than four separate meetings, considering the fact that we will be in a listening area once per year, and now it'll be one, you know, unless things change dramatically, and that it'll be once every 4 or 5 years, right? So that I think people should be given an opportunity to speak when they show up on each day where possible, rather than saying, oh, well, you know, it's all one meeting. We have to allow an hour for the entire weekend. That is not what happened in L.A. I want to be clear about that. I thought the L.A. public comment periods were handled really well. And it is a definite improvement from other meetings that I've attended on either side of the table, where people were not allowed to have input on top, you know, into particular items before they were voted and so on and so forth. So I would like to see that practice of allowing more public comment institutionalized in the form of this policy that says that, you know, you get an hour each day for public comment, and it can be distributed as makes sense to the chair and the body, but more rather than less. And that for those people who are free all 4 days, that's wonderful. But then on the second day of someone's attendance, someone who has not spoken at all for the weekend should be given priority over someone who perhaps has already spoken.
Okay. Anyone want to speak to this?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm not sure that we will keep to the four days or whatever. I mean, that depends on each board. So, and secondly, in the June instance, that day was executive session only. So we would have had this been in place, I've already violated that. Obviously, since I chaired that meeting, I'm very much in favor of allowing public comment in particular before we vote. But I realize that that's not always the practice. I understand the intent. I can't vote for this motion as it is. I would vote for something that would specify the Saturday and Sunday, which I don't think will change. But that last day of the meeting in particular, when people are flying out, if it's that fourth day, I don't think that that's reasonable. Either you're going to go into executive session or you're going to have a very brief public session to conduct business of whatever you had left over and do the report out from the executive sessions and so forth. It's very crammed. If it's a public session, I don't mind having some public comment on that last day, but I don't think it can be an hour. So I would think I would like to move to table this. My motion is to table this.
Okay. Give me a moment. You can't limit debate. There's one rule which says you can't limit debate in a committee. However, you are allowed to table things, but it's intended to defer until a later time because there's something more urgent at this time. And there's nothing after this, so it's certainly not more urgent. So I think Lydia, would you be willing to make this a motion to postpone, and we can vote on it that way so people can continue to talk about it?
Yeah, motion to postpone is fine.
Okay. So anyone else want to speak to this?
After others, but Serene.
Well, hearing no others, Sabine, you've got the floor.
Really? No one wants to speak? Okay. Well, I mean...
I had a question on the procedure. So we don't require that anybody put their name down when they get up to speak. I suppose we could have markers or something, you know, person X1 or person X2. But it's a technical difficulty anyway in actually implementing this, that we have to keep the list and somehow let the people know on the next day who's already on the list. Anyway, so my question is, how do you plan to resolve that sort of just technical problem with history?
Okay, so participants are sometimes reasonable, and I'm sure a statement as we are circulating the list, the sign-up list on which people can put any name, they need not put their government name, a statement that if you've spoken previously at this weekend's meeting, we would ask that you defer to those who have not yet spoken, so that when the names are called, I'm sure no one's going to show up and insist that they get to speak, 3 days in a row before someone else has spoken even once. I mean, I think we will recognize when people are back at the mic for a second or third time. I mean, we tend to know each other around the country just based on having gone to many of these meetings myself on both sides of the table. So I don't think that will be the most, I don't think that would be a difficult thing to do, to establish.
Did you want to speak to anything else about it?
Well, yeah, I was going to say that certainly Monday, and again, obviously any board, any coordinating committee can recommend a different length of the meeting, and any board can decide to have a longer or shorter meeting. I'm ready to go to Vegas actually for a week for the next meeting. We should maybe try to put in language about visiting some of our flight station areas, but anyway... I think that if there are concerns about the motion, then the attempt should be to amend it so that it works better with the system rather than to just postpone it. I mean, it would be good to get the rules about it established and out of the way long before we actually have to do it, so that when the meeting notice goes out, this also can be part of the announcement, public comment. You're welcome to speak during public comment. We do ask that people who've spoken more than once or on, more than one day, allow others who are coming for the first time to speak. Get that, established firmly in people's heads. Monday, certainly, because it's always, at this point, the fourth day is always a travel day. And this last time was totally executive session. Obviously, if we're not having a public session, we would not have public comment because the public wouldn't be there. And I don't have the language in front of me, but I would hope that I didn't put it in a way that is so rigid as to force us to open a public session only for the purpose of taking public comment. If it is that strict, then I would ask that someone make a useful amendment.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Good, William.
I would move to amend if that's permissible before we postpone.
It's probably not, but so go ahead.
Yeah, I would. I'm not in front of my computer right now either, so I'd like to amend it. I don't know the sequence of how it was written, but I'd like to amend that any partial day sessions would be a half hour if there's any public session at all. And then the second part is, what Serene just said it, and I was hoping she was making a motion. What was the second point you made, Serene?
Beats me. we're talking about not needing to have public session on a day when only executive session is scheduled. Is that?
Oh no, the comment about saying that people should try not to, we'll try to respect others and let them speak first if they haven't spoken at all.
That we would publicize the policy with the notice of the meeting so that folks are clear.
Right. If we could somehow add that into the motion.
I don't quite get the what the amendment is, William. But it occurs to me that really it's not my decision to allow the amendment. I think I need unanimous consent because what's in front of us is to postpone. Is there any objection to allowing an amendment to this before we vote on postponement?
This is Lydia. I think we should vote on postponement. Oh, I'm sorry. You need to call me.
No, that's it. There's an objection, and you have one. So I think we have to vote on postponing, and if we vote to not postpone, then we'll have a chance to make an amendment. Is any objection to going to a vote on postponing?
Don't we need to... Nancy, yes. Friends, don't we need to make amendments before we do postponing? No? Okay.
The motion to postpone takes precedence, and we have to dispose of that before we can make an amendment. So you have to vote on it as it is. Again, is there any objection to going to move to postpone? To taking a vote on postponing?
Nancy, I think this we can amend it. I think we have enough people here to amend it. It just needs that list
Nancy,
so we can... Okay.
Nancy, it's out of order to do that.
Oh, really?
Okay, so hearing no other objection, is there any other objection to voting on, to going to a vote on postponing? If it's no, we'll have a few minutes to amend it if you actually want to do that. So, I'm sure there's an objection, so I'm going to take the roll again. I'll do it from the bottom instead of the top. A yes vote is to postpone, a no vote is to not postpone, in which case it's still on the floor and amendable. Nancy Savarin-Aratomi?
No, to postpone. No.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence? Was that a pass or a yes, Lawrence? Say it again. I still didn't get it. Was it a pass or a yes?
Pass.
Okay. Tony Norman? Matt Logan? Joseph Kay? William here, Argan?
No.
Tony Norman passed.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? Vanessa Dixon Brigg?
Abstain.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Fred?
Chuck Anderson?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't hear from Fred Blair. Are you there? And I didn't hear from Jose Luis. Are you there? I have two passes, and they were Lawrence?
Yes.
And who's the next person? Tony.
Both yes.
Okay. So and I will abstain. The motion is postponed. The vote is 5-3 with two abstentions. And we are really done with the agenda and within 5 minutes of adjourning. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning?
Next day.
It's always the first Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
We are adjourned.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.